Next weekend, Corn Hill will be the setting for a performance highlighting how Rochester's historic neighborhood, once known as the Third Ward, used to celebrate New Year's Day. Historian Jim DeVinny says around the late 19th and early 20th century, residents would usher in the new year with adventure, misadventure, and humor.
New Year's Day was a very special day in the Third Ward. It was the day when many of the families had open houses. And I always like to point out that these houses were usually those homes that had daughters of a marketable age. And then all the young men would come by to all these various open houses, and they would leave their cards for the young ladies. And so there was a certain element of romance in the air.
The performance will include memories of the New Year's celebrations described in books by some of the Third Ward's prestigious residents of the time, Virginia Jeffrey Smith, Catherine Rochester Montgomery, granddaughter of Nathaniel Rochester, and Charles Mulford Robinson.
And if anybody defines the blue bloods of the Third Ward, it is Charles Mulford Robinson. He became one of the very first city planners in the United States. But he had a real wit about him, and he lampooned a lot of the manners of the Third Ward. And so he's very funny. He wrote a Third Ward catechism. And having grown up in Catholic schools in Fort Wayne, Indiana, I can remember having to read and recite from the Baltimore Catechism. And he uses the same kind of question and answer technique. So a question might be, well, are there no wards other than the Third Ward? And his response would be, politically, yes. Socially, no.
The place to be. So on December 30th, that afternoon, Sunday at 2 o'clock, will current day Cornhill residents be playing the parts of these people?
There are some current residents who take part in the program. Some come from outside the Third Ward, Cornhill. I've had at least three people have been with me since the start, and they represent kind of almost like the Greek chorus. They are the singers, and they do the voices, do the readings for Virginia Jeffrey Smith, Charles Mulford Robinson, and Catherine Rochester Montgomery. But we have a couple of other people who kind of are surprise visitors during the course of the thing. We started out with a cast of five. We're up to seven now because I keep discovering new material and new readings.
And there will be song involved.
There are about four or five songs involved. This was the land of milk and honey, the ward of milk and honey, perhaps I should say. And so as a result, there was a great deal of joy and a lot of nostalgia in this piece. There's also a serious side to it. Samuel Hopkins Adams' father was the pastor of the Plymouth Congregational Church, but he was at odds with his church over some of his church teaching. And right about the time that the boys were making these rounds, he was being investigated by the Congregational Society and would eventually be excommunicated. And so what happens to him then in the Third Ward is very heartwarming.
You know, it occurs to me that the present-day Cornhill is not at all like this pretentious place that was described as the Third Ward. It seems like a community of good neighbors.
No, I have lived there for 4 years, and I find it such a joyful place to live. I mean, it really does have that whole sense of community and neighborliness. But it does have a strong parallel to what the early ward was like. I mean, I described it as a ward of milk and honey, but there was such a soul to the place, and the neighbors all knew each other. In fact, as we go through this story, we discovered there was a lot of intermarriage within these families. And so it really was a wonderful place then. It's a wonderful place now. Now, in between, there was a horrible period when the expressway was built and urban renewal tore down about 1,400 homes and buildings in our neighborhood, but we have come back.
Cornhill historian Jim DeVinny, thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
The historic New Year performance takes place at 2 o'clock next Sunday, December 30th, starting at Ralph Avery Park. It's between South Plymouth Avenue and Frederick Douglass Street. The event is free. It lasts about 45 minutes.